Audio Go presents Depraved Indifference by Robert K. Tannenbaum. This book is read by Traber Burns. For the memory and exemplary life of courage and compassion of Ruth Hitzig Tannenbaum, my mother, and as always, for Patty. Chapter 1. They didn't fit the profiles. That's why they breezed through security at LaGuardia, past the two guards, the X-ray machines, and the metal detectors. The guards were looking for Arabs or Cubans, single, nervous men, or groups of nervous young people. Fanatics. Not an old guy who had to be over 65. Not a couple of averages, both middle-aged and medium height. The fourth guy was young, but an obvious lunkhead. Muscles all over, with a big, goofy smile. And not the woman, either. Pale skin, blue eyes, blonde, a straight little nose, a toothpaste ad. Besides, it was a flight to Milwaukee, not one of your usual terrorist destinations, and not watched like the Miami flights and the internationals. The five of them were clean on the electronics, too. Well, maybe not squeaky clean, because they could have had anything in that gift box they were carrying in the Macy's bag. But it was the end of the shift. They thought of that, too, it turned out. And the guards were bleary from deciphering dim shapes on the scope. The five sat together in the rearmost row of the 727, the old man and the woman sitting together, and the three other men across the aisle. The group had stowed their packages in the overhead compartments or under their seats, as required by federal law.